many efforts have been made to find an alternative means of moving people and vehicles from the Matsu Valley to Anchorage and points south. Bridges have been discussed off and on for decades, and the MV Susitna sits at anchor in Ketchikan. One project is still apparently moving forward, however, the Kinnick Arm Bridge. The bridge project is being driven by the Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, or KABATA. Recently, the bridge project encountered difficulty when the state legislative auditor raised concerns that the estimates for the bridge's toll income were too optimistic, meaning it would be more difficult to pay the cost of building the bridge. On Wednesday, the advocacy group Taxpayers for Common Sense awarded the project with the title of Golden Fleece, which they give to projects that they say are prime examples of government waste. Eric Zimmerman, senior policy analyst with Taxpayers for Common Sense, explains some of the group's concerns.
And the reason I think we've been focused on this, again, this is a project we've been paying attention to for quite a number of years. But when the legislative audit came out indicating that it seemed that the cost of the project was increasing, that potentially the benefits or at least the number of people that might use the bridge were decreasing, it just seemed like things were kind of headed in the wrong direction. And for the better part of a decade, KABATA has been spending federal taxpayer dollars to promote the bridge. And it seems at this point that maybe there's little or perhaps nothing to show for it at this point.
Taxpayers for Common Sense also mentions that increasing cost estimates cause concern and that the methodology for funding the bridge is flawed.
One of the things that's actually in general positive is that they're doing something to attract private capital. And as a taxpayer organization, that's something that we generally applaud, you know. But the way that it's structured, actually, instead of being an overwhelming positive, kind of raises even more concern, because there's these availability payments, which basically says if you build it and maintain it to a certain level, you're going to get paid no matter how many people use it. Well, you're guaranteeing a private company a certain amount of payment no matter how much you collect in tolls. That's a guarantee that could go very, very wrong in the future.
After the legislative audit, KABATA is having their socioeconomic data reviewed by an independent firm, as Shannon McCarthy, Public Relations Director at KABATA, explains.
Well, it'll update our traffic and revenue forecast. That's one of the most important things. And then the peer review, which is, for me, the most exciting, because it's the first time an independent economist, there's no political motivation here, they're going to take a look at our numbers, and if they find anything that we should have done better, they can tell us. Because that wasn't part of the discussion with the audit, and that's not necessarily their job. But if they find something that we can do better, they can tell us that, and we can improve it.
The Taxpayers for Common Sense article refers to KABATA as a, quote, cheerleading organization for the bridge, which McCarthy believes is unfair.
We're the state of Alaska. This is a public corporation. We're state employees. We're required to give information out about the project. So we attend public meetings. We produce materials that give information about the project. But that's actually a smaller part of what we do. We also have professional engineers on our staff and a financial expert. And you know, to call us a cheerleading organization is wholly inaccurate.
KABATA is expecting the new usage and toll estimates this fall. They currently estimate construction of the bridge could begin in 2014 and that the bridge could be opened in 2018. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.